I'm speaking with myself. I have a very good brain. I've said a lot of things.
Get him out!
What you're feeling.
Get him out of here!
Tell me what's on your mind.
Low energy. Low energy.
So we remember the debacle that was the press conference after the summit between the president and the Russian president, president of the United States and Russian president Vladimir Putin. It didn't take 24 hours for somebody in the Trump administration to actually say, you know what you said yesterday? You need to walk that back.
It was actually, we're hearing it was Mike Pence. So let's go and review, because it's been a crazy 24 hours. You've got the president of the United States. He's hanging with the Vladimir Putin, and he says this, and everyone's like, what?
My people came to me, Dan Coats came to me and some others. They said they think it's Russia. I have President Putin. He just said it's not Russia. I will say this. I don't see any reason why it would be.
Why would Russia do anything to our elections?
So that's what he said
right
during the press conference.
Exactly.
I don't see any reason why it would be.
Well, let's go to today. Donald Trump walks it back.
In a key sentence in my remarks, I said the word would instead of wouldn't. The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. So... just to repeat it, I said the word would instead of wouldn't.
Are you following this?
I am.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia. Sort of a double negative. So you can put that in, and I think that probably clarifies things pretty good by itself.
You buying that?
Okay. No. And once again, he's not decisive. He's not direct. I think that pretty much clears it up. No, it doesn't.
You mean like this?
I've said this many times. I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also.
Oh, right.
There's a lot of people out there.
Wait.
Right.
It's either Russia or it's other people.
You either wanted, wouldn't. Or you didn't. Either way, I mean, this is a fail on many levels. And it shouldn't surprise us. We saw this with Charlottesville. He tried to walk back Charlottesville, and it just became a bigger and bigger and even bigger problem when he tried for like the 13th time to explain what he really meant.
It was one word. He got the one word wrong. That's what he's saying.
I don't see any reason why it would be.
That's what he said Monday.
The sentence should have been, I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be Russia.
Oh, man, I got to tell you, I got to give him points for being creative. Wow. I heard he was going to have a press conference and talk about this, and the first thing that went through my mind was Charlottesville.
How he botched that?
Yeah, because when you dig a hole, you either get out of it or you dig it deeper. And today he dug deeper.
Dug it deeper, yeah.
So I don't know. I think that if you're really... a huge supporter of Trump, you're going to buy this. The rest of us probably don't buy it.
And it just is even more confusing now, because he didn't say anything about the rest of the press conference. It was just all one word.
Well, right.
Wait a minute. You said in the press conference, I asked him, he said he didn't do it, so I think he didn't do it. But then you turn around and you say, I accept what the intelligence community says, but it could be other people as well. There is no clear, direct anything with this guy.
When he spoke next to Putin yesterday, it defied any logic.
Right.
And what I tried to do yesterday here on the show wasn't back him up, and it wasn't give him a pass. It was, why would he do what he did? Is there a logical reason?
Could there be something?
Could there be something? And the one thing that I came up, a couple things, was he made a deal with Putin and said, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to back you up that you didn't have anything to do with it, but you're going to give me A, B, and C. And that all happened behind closed doors. Maybe that did or didn't happen. I think also, if he comes out and says, you know, it's Putin's fault and Russia did it, he's putting an asterisk next to his victory over Hillary
right.
Clinton that drives him crazy.
Right.
But let me bring this to the table. And I want to ask you if you think this is a positive thing. Over the last couple of weeks, we've seen the president with two major screw-ups.
Okay.
That got people in the United States, like you and I and people listening, got everybody, Democrat, independent, you know, Republican, furious.
Okay.
Okay. So the two mistakes, taking kids away from their parents, saying Russia did not meddle in the United States election while standing right next to Putin.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two huge, huge mistakes. Does he deserve any credit for, in both cases, he actually reversed course? Can we take it as a positive that the president did a bad thing with taking the kids away from their parents, did a bad thing saying Russia's great and all that kind of stuff, and then the outrage by all of us in America, not just in Washington, but American outrage forced the president to reverse course on both of those screw-ups?
My initial reaction is no. Can't give him any credit because you should be aware enough of your actions. I mean, this is not he didn't know how to use a salad fork versus a dinner fork, okay? It's not some social faux pas. This is taking kids away from their biological parents that he thought was a good idea, that nobody sat up and said, whoa. This is going to cost us millions of dollars to fix. It's going to be terrible for us as a peer. I can't believe he's, or I can believe he's that, I guess, vacuous, that he thought it was a good idea. But then he turned around and reversed course. I can't give him credit because, again, he's a grown man. He should know what he's doing. And then with this Russia thing, one word?
He could have stayed the course.
True.
On both issues.
Absolutely.
And it would be worse.
Absolutely.
So I'm just saying, is there a positive in this mess? And it really is a mess. Taking kids away from their parents.
But he still doesn't know how to apologize, and he still doesn't know how to fix it.
But he did reverse course. Now, I give Americans credit for doing so and being outraged. And that's really what has pushed Trump to reverse course, not only on taking the kids away from their parents,
yeah,
who are sneaking in illegally or asylum, or what he said about Russia. He has reversed course on two major screw-ups.
Right.
I'm just saying, would the old, I know Trump is pretty much always going to be the same, but would he have a year ago or 2 years ago have just dug his heels in and not done anything?
Maybe. I mean, he's
done
that
before. Isn't that a little bit of progress, even though there's a couple screw ups? Isn't that a little bit of progress?
But you say progress, but he's only made it worse.
Reversing
the course with the kids not only made it worse, there are kids that are orphaned now. I mean, there's no way around this. So reversing it really didn't fix anything.
Well, continuing it, then thousands more kids would be here in the United States.
Right, but
that
again,
would have been worse.
But he should have had the awareness of not doing it in the first place. And then with Russia.
Couldn't agree more.
There was 45 minutes that he should reverse course on and didn't.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more with you. I am just bringing up that in both cases, in two of the most massive mistakes he's been in office, at least the man has reversed course.
Charlottesville,
Does he deserve credit? I don't know. Maybe some people will give him some credit for reversing course. Because if he didn't reverse course and the kids being taken away from his parents, if he didn't come out and reverse course,
right.
I'm not giving him a pass.
But do you see growth?
I don't know. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Because this is the man you're going to have to deal with for the next 2.5 years. He's not going to get impeached.
Mm.
He's going to be here.
Right.
We got to deal with him.
Right. And he's going to.
So I'm just asking the question.
It's an insult to your intelligence what he said today.
I agree
with
you.
It really is.
I agree with you. But is he showing growth? I'll let you answer that.
Whew.
Mm. Okay. Coming up next, you know this lawmaker, this Arizona state lawmaker who
Speedy
likes
McSpeed
to speed
a lot?
My goodness, going 140.
And then bragging about it?
Yeah. He has now been accused of harassing some women.
Uh-oh.
In the workplace.
Okay.
Let's talk about
was
the
he
newly
was
disgraced.
Was he fast when he did it?
I don't know. Arizona Representative Paul Mosley next.
Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. Mac and Gatos, Arizona's afternoon news, 92.3 FM, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
What was it, like a week or two ago, we found out that something named Paul Mosley was an Arizona State representative, and he likes to drive 140 miles per hour.
Yeah, he was caught on video bragging to a cop who pulled him over that, hey, I've done this, and I've gone faster than...
You were driving 130 earlier, you said?
Yeah, I go 130, 140, 120,
yeah. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I can't... And I can't get a ticket because I'm an Arizona legislator, and I've got immunity,
right?
Which unfortunately is true, and you know people down at the Capitol should figure this out and get rid of that ridiculous rule. But
so if you thought this guy was a flaunting bag before, yeah. It seems that he not only likes to speed and likes to flaunt it there, right. He likes to flaunt a lot of things about himself, and that has caused people to say. I feel uncomfortable and harassed by this guy.
Here we go. It's not sexual harassment.
No, it's not a Don Shooter situation.
It is not, but it is harassment. So he has been asking at least a few women, why aren't you home with your children? Why aren't working mothers?
You shouldn't be a working mother.
Yeah, you should be
at home.
So he told that basically to a lobbyist who had 6-month-old twins. And he's like, well, who's feeding them when you're at work?
Right.
I mean, come on. There's another example of this type of harassment. There was a female Republican lawmaker, and he was trying to get her to vote for a bill.
Yeah, that's what a lobbyist does.
And the bill was, it was basically, it created a $250 income tax credit for each child. And what this one female Republican lawmaker is saying is, hey, you're going to make out pretty good here. You've got 7 kids. I'm just telling you I'm not voting for your bill. And so he goes, oh, okay, you don't care about children or families.
You're not pro-family.
Right.
No, I just don't like the bill. Doesn't mean I'm anti-family.
How about this one? He went to a... There's so many people here. I got to get the right page, Mac.
Well, I mean, he talked.
I got it. State Senator Steve Bowie. I got it.
Yeah, Steve Bowie out of Phoenix.
Are you gay?
He questioned him whether he was married, whether he had children, and he wasn't married.
That wasn't me asking you.
No, it wasn't.
Because you know what?
Why you already know I'm married.
Well, why would I ask you that question? Do real people at places of work, do they go right up to somebody and saying, so, gay? Yeah. Are you gay? Does anybody do that?
No.
No, he doesn't.
He said they were going in his office and talking about a particular bill, and it wasn't even a minute that they talked about the bill. And then this representative started almost grilling him about his family and finally said, are you gay? And what we are finding out is this man's religion seems to be at the forefront of everything that he really does or seems to motivate him. And he's always right, and therefore you should always do what he wants you to do. It's different than Don Shooter. Don Shooter, you could say, had an ego. This guy, I think, is more motivated that, well, my religion tells me that this is the right thing to do, so I'm going to use that to get what I want, and it rubs people the wrong way in the workplace.
Well, I think if a man in the workplace goes up to a woman and says, you shouldn't be here, you should be home barefoot and pregnant. How's that going to go over?
Not very well.
Not very well.
If you ask a guy whether you have children, you don't, you're not married, you don't, what are you, gay? That doesn't go over well either in this day and age.
There's a Republican in Tucson, Todd Clodhopper?
Clodfelter, not the Clodhopper family, the Clodfelter family.
Todd Clodfelter, Republican in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
He describes Mosley as, and I quote, the kid brother that you love, but you want to slap the crap out of him about every 20 minutes.
Okay, does that mean then that this Tucson lawmaker says, we know who he is, we know he's what he's about, there should be no more discipline? See, that's what J.D. Mesnard has to decide.
He's the Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House who has to deal with these ethics. And,
he is dealing
and
with this guy, actually.
He says he realizes he knows about the situations, but I don't think it's going to escalate to a Don Shooter thing where they're going to vote to get rid of this guy.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
But he is up for re-election. And, I mean, if the driving 140 miles per hour on a valley highway doesn't tick you off, because it should. He thinks he can get away with it, and actually he is. He also, he doesn't care about your safety. He's going to kill somebody on the road. He's a total menace.
Himself or a family.
Him, yeah. So, yeah. He blew through a stop sign. He got stopped for that. Six other times he got stopped. He had a kid in his car, no seatbelt on. How fast was he going? Who knows? Maybe he was going 140. But then he's asking people about their sexual orientation, and he's telling working mothers, hey, go home, hang out with the kids. That's where you're supposed to be.
So where is the line then between, because we've all dealt with this, you have somebody who you find annoying,
right?
And then there's somebody you say is harassing. Is he going to have to do it to more people, or is he just going to have, like, does J.D. Mesnard say, look, man, you got to knock it off?
Yes. And I think he has.
Okay, but to the point where you got to knock it off, don't bring up religion or people's whatever. What he'll say is, hey, I'm just trying to make bills here. I'm just trying to, you know, make sure I get enough information and figure out what I need either for a support bill or whatever. He's going to put it all back to, hey, I'm just doing my job.
Again, you know, if the people of, where is he from? Let me remember.
Lake Havasu.
Okay, Lake Havasu City. You should probably vote this guy out. Not because he's a Republican, because he likes to flaunt that he speeds 140 miles an hour, that he asks women, why are you here in the workplace? You should be at home with the kids. I don't get this guy. I really don't want this guy making laws. So it's up to you, Lake Havasu City. Vote the guy out. You can vote in another Republican if you want. It doesn't matter, but it doesn't have to be this guy. And it should all make us remember, let's not just vote down party lines. If you're a Republican, you know, know who you're voting for. If you're a Democrat, know who you're voting for. How did Diane Douglas get voted in? She had an R next to her name. She had absolutely no experience. She's been a total and utter disaster. You know, it's she got voted in because she's a Republican. No one knew her, so they voted her in. And you got a lot of Republicans saying, man, that was the worst vote I ever had.
Mm.
So I think this should teach us, know who you're voting for. And Arizona Representative Paul Mosley, I mean, I don't know, maybe he's speeding by you right now at 170.
Yeah.
You're on the
You wouldn't know it because you can't see him. He's so fast.
Coming up next.
Who is that guy?
We'll check traffic with Detour Dan and see if this guy is flying around the highway.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM. It's Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
What did I tell you yesterday? Come on.
You said a lot of things.
Well, what did I tell you yesterday?
You had an idea.
Yeah, black people have to start calling the cops faster than white people.
That was your idea.
Let me rephrase that. Black people have to start calling the cops on white people faster than white people calling the cops on black people.
That's what you told me.
That's what I told you. We've got another one of these stories of dumb white people calling the cops on black people. So you had the Starbucks story. Oh, no.
That was a number of months ago.
Two black guys sitting there, and they haven't ordered anything for three
hours. Well, he tried to use the bathroom.
Yeah, but that's
they didn't order anything.
Well, you know,
how dare you call the cops?
CBS story yesterday.
Yes.
A black woman comes in, here's a coupon, and they say,
not valid.
That's a fake coupon. You forged it. And she's like, dude. Okay. How about the
Tell the cops I'll be here when they get here.
And they called the police. How about the white woman in California? Called the police on black people barbecuing. Oh, no. How about Permit Patty? Permit Patty, a white woman who called cops on a black girl selling bottled water in June. You don't have a permit. Okay, so here's what we've got, the new one today. We've got a man, a white man, calling the cops on a black man because the black man fouled the white man in a pickup basketball game too aggressively at the gym.
This was a pickup basketball game at an LA Fitness in Virginia. A hard foul turned into a 911 call.
Oh, jeez.
And the cops actually got there and said, why are you wasting our time with this?
What you guys say, Bert? You calling the cops if you get fouled, Berta? You calling the cops if you get fouled? You calling the cops if you get fouled?
He called the cops because he got fouled.
Yeah.
So, again, I'll say this. Let me give some advice to black people.
Mm.
You just, why do you always, you look
Boy,
at me, I'm being
just,
serious. You need.
That's disturbing even more.
No. Let me give advice to all my black friends out there.
All right. All of them.
All of you listening.
Yeah.
You need to call the cops faster than the white guy.
What is that going to do, though?
It's going to get the cops there on, you know.
And do what? It's tase gonna... the white people? What? I mean,
I do think that the cops could tase the white people
for being stupid.
You called.
For wasting my time.
You're wasting my time. Tase.
Yeah. Bzz.
I know. I think that if you're black and you see a white person start reaching for that phone, you gotta use your phone quicker, and you gotta call and say, I'm black and I got a wacko white person ready to call the police on me.
According to a person who was there, the man was extremely upset, told other players he was calling the police.
Because of a hard foul.
The witness said, I thought he was joking. I thought it was just a goof. The cops arrived.
Jeez, he was getting serious.
And once they figured out, said, really, are you wasting our time with this? Really? This is why you called me? A hard foul, please. When did we used to settle stuff. We used to settle stuff. We didn't have to call 911.
Why didn't this guy just call his mommy to come down and say, oh, you bad black person, you. I mean, come on. This has gotten ridiculous.
Or hey, foul him harder because my son's a sissy.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead and foul him harder then.
That's good.
Teach him a lesson.
That's good parenting.
No, stop.
Oh, I tease. I'm kidding.
Jeez.
Sorry. I don't know why this is happening. Why are white people going crazy?
I don't know.
They're going crazy, and they're calling the cops on black people for nothing. Now it's a pickup basketball game.
And a hard foul.
And a yeah.
Really?
Really.
All right, Chad Benson is next. No hard fouls today. Hopefully Chad doesn't do one either. Until next time,
Trey to Mac and Gatos on the show.